Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Tuesday, May 9th, 2023, 6:01 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes, Dave Stewart, Thomas Holman.
Here.
Devin Sonnefeld, Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle, Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Here.
Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to this May 9th, 2023 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps and Evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for the cases Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
All right. Tonight we have two rezones and three conditional use permits. On the rezones, we take into consideration what's presented to us, and we make a recommendation for approval or denial that goes to the Taney County Commission. Their meeting is next Monday, May 15th. So we will start with the rezones. First one, First item is review and action of the April 10th, 2023 meeting minutes. Do we have any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
Move to approve.
Have a motion?
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Minutes stand approved. Next item would be time limitation.
Yeah, I'll make a motion for a 4-minute time limit for the speakers, not including the applicants.
Okay, we have a motion for a 4-minute time limitation. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we'll get on to public hearing and final vote. First rezone is Bluebird Mountain Apartments, LLC.
So rezone case 23-006, Bluebird Mountain Apartments, LLC, is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is parcel number 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.000, located at 1364 Bee Creek Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezone request is for R3 multifamily residential district. As per the assessor's information, the property is approximately 10 acres in size, with a single family home built in 1960 located on the property. The property is served by Public Water District Number 3 for water and the City of Branson for wastewater. So turning your attention to the screen, I've got the parcel highlighted. Of course, right here, this is the 65, US 65 corridor. You can see the parcel highlighted. There's our zoning layer. Of course, the white's A1. The yellow's R1, this dark green is C2. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Christian Horton. I'm an attorney in Springfield, Missouri, and I represent the applicant on this case. I do note that this is the second time it's been before you. It was before you last fall. And the record reflects that it had very favorable view from you at that point in time. I believe there were 7 votes in favor, no one against. Looking at the application this time around, I am not sure why the commission made the decision it did and chose not to approve your recommendation to rezone. They didn't give a reason, and that vote was 2-1 against. So I don't know what was their concern, but I think that this planning commission should send that case back up to the commission for decision and a recommendation to reevaluate. Looking at the zoning that is around this particular property, it is very appropriate for an R3 classification here. This property would be well served with a rezone to that class, and it's pretty apparent from the way that this area is mapped out and planned out that allowing the development of this property for a more dense than residential setting would also be supported with the types of services that are available. We've got city water, we've got city sewer, we've got White River Electric able to serve electric. And frankly, if we're doing good planning for our county, we're wanting to put residential development in areas that are better served, like this one, for density. And it's better for our environment, it's better for our urban planning, it's better for managing the urban sprawl. And looking at a lot of the photos that I looked at on my way into the hearing this evening that are out in the hallway, I noticed that there's a lot of historical photos of what Branson and what this area used to look like. Well, it doesn't look like that anymore because over the course of time, people have just appreciated what we have and people desire to be here. We have to have good quality housing for people to habitate this area. That's what this project represents. That's what this developer intends to do. And a lot of the concerns that have been raised by neighbors have been addressed with developmental plans. And we think that this will be a wonderful development and a very appropriate place to put it once it is rezoned. And we hope that we have your approval once again to send it back up to the commission for their consideration. Thank you all. Any questions for me?
I think right now we'll just see who's in the audience and then bring you back up
if you need
any follow-up or questions that I'm sure we'll have.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. In the audience, did anyone sign up to speak in favor of this application? In favor? None? Anyone sign up to speak in opposition of this application? Okay, and you all signed up? Do you have a special order you want to go in? Or, ma'am, are you okay to start? And we'll just start on this side of the room and go back and then come to the other side.
Good evening. I'm Andrea Turner. It seems like the plans for what is to be built are the same as they were in October. 12 buildings, 192 units, minimum of 384 parking spaces. So my objections to it are the same as well, and I assume your decision tonight will be the same as it was in October. I struggle to figure out what to say tonight. Regardless, I know it's important to show up and speak up because you never know who might be listening.
Mm-hmm.
If this rezoning goes through as proposed, we're not talking about a development with new single-family homes or even another business adding traffic and people to our neighborhood. This will be around 400 more people all at once, and all that comes along with a sudden influx of 400 people, including their cars coming and going every day. I understand to the developer, the county, the electric company, the water district, and Branson City Utilities, more people equals more money. But the county's continued allowance of multifamily complexes and businesses is extremely concerning to the established single-family neighborhoods that are now being surrounded by everything but. We feel we're at a tipping point, and if allowed, Bluebird Mountain Apartments will cause a seismic negative shift to life on Bee Creek Road as we currently know it. I think we have continually adapted year after year on Bee Creek Road. We have multiple apartment complexes, duplexes, several different types of businesses, Boys and Girls Club, Drug and Alcohol Rehab Center. We've adjusted. There just comes a certain point when those living there feel like one more is just too many. I think I understand tonight's part of the process better than before. There are specific regulations and policies that a developer must meet, and you make sure all the boxes are checked before proceeding. It is an important part of the process, and I'm glad there are people there making sure these guidelines are followed. But there doesn't seem to be any boxes within tonight's hearing that represent the very real concerns of the people who already live on Bee Creek Road. So I will just save the rest for the county commissioners on Monday and hope that others will show up and speak as well. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We did get your letter, by the way, as well. That got circulated. Next, sir, you want to come up?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm opposed to it.
Your name, sir?
Paul Rose.
Okay. Let's be sure she gets that. Did you catch that, Presley? Paul Rose? Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm opposed to it for multiple reasons. One, it would more than likely reduce our property value. Two, Bee Creek Road cannot handle another 500 cars a day. It would bring in more crime, of which we already have plenty of. I do not like the idea of looking out my front door to a multi-matchbox system, of which at any time could go up in flames and take the whole neighborhood with it. If you've ever seen a cedar tree go up in flames, it's not a nice idea, and there's plenty of cedar trees around. I am just totally opposed to looking out my front door and seeing this thing. It's hard enough to get on Bee Creek Road as it is without another 400 cars being added to it. I don't like the idea of being all the trees taken out. If you want to put in a single family home, which is what we are, a single family home residential neighborhood, that's not a problem. But when you bring in, like she said, another 400 people all at once with the parking lot lit up like it was daytime at midnight. No, I'm not in favor of this thing at all under any circumstances.
All right.
Any questions?
No questions, but can you point where your home is at? Can we see it from right? Do you mind going over there?
Over there.
Sure. Just to give us an idea where your home is at. Okay. All right. Thank you. Next. I think it might be you, sir.
My name is Randy Rainier. I live at 1394 Bee Creek Road. I own the piece of property north of this whole establishment. I'm going to first talk about how this affects my property in Bee Creek Road, and I'm going to explain to you guys. I did a lot of research on the traffic of that road. The county commissioner, Mr. Attorney, turned it down because of the traffic on that
road.
Sir,
you need to address us, please.
The county commissioner turned it down because of the traffic. That was the reason. When we bought or purchased our house, Mr. Cook owned that property for over 60 years. He told me the property line was 20 feet off my driveway.